The length of day is rapidly dwindling. The autumnal equinox is fast approaching, and virtually every kind of bird that migrates is engaged in that activity. Additionally, bird populations are at their annual peak with lots of young birds, first-time migrants in the mix, and like young animals of all kind, they tend to wind up in places where more experienced, older birds do not. In short, this is a great time of year, and every day is really different with a new mix of migrants. The month of September is exceptional for many reasons. The weather, the fishing, the good eating provided by garden fresh vegetables, the uncrowded downtowns and beaches, and the sunrise and sunset are some of the reasons that come to mind. For birders, on nights with light northwest winds, the bird migration can be spectacular. When conditions are just right, literally millions of birds can be in the air over the Cape and Islands. The birding is nothing short of fantastic. While the land birding last weekend was rather poor due to the stalled-out tropical air mass, many shorebirds were seen. Both bairds and buff-breasted sandpipers were reported from a few Cape and Island locations on what is traditionally the best weekend of the year to see them as they pass through during a very brief window of time. September's arrival signals the time for birders to start checking migrant traps, like the extreme western tip of Martha's Vineyard, for migrants. Most species of land birds are nocturnal migrants, and as dawn breaks, they reorient themselves, and many will attempt to return westward towards the mainland. They quote-unquote funnel, if you will, at the western end of Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and even Woods Hole on their respective departures back to the continental landmass. The wind direction best for bird migration is almost the same as for good fishing. When the wind is from the east, few birds will be seen. In fishing, with an east wind, it equates to east is least. The reality is that many birds do migrate when the wind is from the east. Only strong east and northeast winds allow these primarily insect-eating species to remain inland, away from coastal areas. Northwest is the best wind direction for bird migration in the fall. Migrating by inland routes is far less dangerous for the birds. There are far fewer bird-eating falcons, there are lots of places to land, eat, and drink, and there are no hungry jaegers and gulls ready to catch and eat exhausted migrant land birds caught out over the unrelenting Atlantic Ocean. This is the best time of year for pelagic birds to frequent offshore waters. Most exciting are the jaegers. These falcon-like seabirds take the place of raptors at sea. They make a living for some of the year by kleptoparasitizing, in other words, stealing food from other birds. They are the masters of the aerial universe at sea. And lastly, the annual fall migration of masses of tree swallows has begun. Large numbers of swallows are showing up at favored spots. These attractive and hardy small birds are able to digest bayberries and leisurely move south in the fall, feasting on these abundant ripening fruits. As they move south, they are transporting and depositing the seeds by defecating on newly created shores and dunes. They are both making more bayberry and improving prospects for future migrations. It is profitable for both the birds and the plants. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.